This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the right. American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. So, you know what? You hear me say it all the time. Be part of the solution. Be part of the conversation. Think it through. Get with others that are like-minded with you, others that you know really want to make a difference. I mean, seriously, I'm joking you. Anyway, and I really do appreciate the time you spend with us. You know? Anyway, head up to the website. Let's get a little engaged and involved. I did the story, what was it, last week? We did it on air, and then I wrote about it, the story about Katie Hill. Although this commentator chose to go down the road of the actual ethics violations, the laws that she was breaking, and not so much, the sexual content, if you would. And the funny thing about that is that, you know, everybody that I've spoken with, and it's not funny, it's kind of sad to a degree. Everybody that I've spoken with says they don't care who she was sleeping with. They don't care how many she was sleeping with. They don't care who she was having relations with. And I remember one time we kind of felt in this country that marriage, not just that it was between a man and a woman, but it was a commitment between two people. That you made vows, you promised somebody that you would be faithful, that you would be with them, that you would work together with them, that you would raise a family together, would you raise a household. I don't know, whatever words you want to use, but it was definitely a partnership. It was definitely something that you both together on the same page worked at having a wonderful life together. Right? I mean, pretty scary, isn't it? And now it's just kind of like it's a weekend thing you do. I don't know. I don't know any other way to put it. So, we read more and more about the millennials, and I'm not going to pound on the millennials, but I am going to pound on the millennials. Right? But we hear more and more how the millennials do not want, are not interested in, a commitment. Right? And I don't know how true that is. I know that we have them on the show from time to time. You know, we talk about it pretty much on a regular basis. But if they don't make a commitment, if they don't know how to fight and they don't make a commitment, how do you see something through? How do you know how to fight something through? So then, I know some of you are going to freak out at me. Why have marriage to begin with? Right? I mean, seriously, why even have it to begin with? If it's something that doesn't matter, it's not a big deal. You can get out of it anytime you want to. And it's not really a commitment. It's just kind of a cool thing to do. You know, people get to buy you wedding gifts and all that fun stuff. Why should, you know, what's the big deal? Well, the big deal is it's easy to walk away without that piece of paper. It really is. It's easy to walk away. There are plenty of people who've done it. And And it keeps you from making a rash decision. However, you should never get to that point to begin with. Because if you're truly open, you're truly talking with each other, you're truly communicating in some way, shape, manner, or form, you won't always agree. Doesn't mean you'll never do anything stupid. It just means that you're going to be tougher, stronger. You'll be able to stay together when the crap hits the fan. My fear is that we've not taught a lot of you young people to fight things through. We've taught you to run behind mommy's leg and hide there. And by doing that, you never learn how to fight through. So now you get into the big world, and whether it's your job or your relationship with your wife or husband, you don't know how to handle it. You don't know how to fight it through. And fighting, you know, a very good friend of mine who listens to the show, which is why I won't use his name. He asked me why I always have to use the word fighting. Why are you always fighting? Why are you always talking like that? Because it is a fight. It's a constant fight. I mean, if you're a Christian, the Bible continually talks about the fight that you have with the power of darkness. The fight that you have with those who try to take you away from God. They don't say the arm wrestle, the minor tangle, the little skirmish. But the Bible says to put on the full armor of God. So, I mean, I don't know about you guys, but armor to me means you're getting ready for a battle. Right? I mean, just asking. And for those of you who don't have any kind of religious foundation or God foundation, whatever you use, you need to have a foundation. And the thought should never be, if this doesn't work, I'll just get divorced. If this doesn't work, I'll just walk away. It's not a big deal. I mean, that's a loser attitude to begin with. You've got plan B. And plan B isn't how to make it better and fight through. Plan B is how to run away. There isn't any successful person on the face of this planet who had a plan B to run away. Their plan B, C, and D was what happens if A fails because somebody else doesn't do their job. I'll move to plan B and we'll make it work. Or I'll move it to plan C and we'll make it work. That's how somebody successful thinks. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Tell me where I'm wrong. We're going to be hitting all these crazy stories today. When we come back, we're talking about, you know, Governor Gavin. There's only one real name for him. He's a nuisance. Governor Gavin Nuisance is at it again, right? He signed a bill into law that would require California community colleges and the California State University system to create a Dreamer resource liaison. In other words, you don't have a liaison for anybody but the kids that are here illegally. Joe Messina, your host, we'll talk about that on the other side of the break. You'll see the real side. Don't go far. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
They can't be doing what they're doing, but they are.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. Thanks so much for being here. I do so much appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. Be part of the solution. Not just the conversation. Be part of the solution as well. You hear what people say. You hear the road they're going down. You figure out how they come to the conclusions they come to. And come up with a way where you think you might be able to change it. Anyhow, go to the website. That easy. Learn as much as you can about the show, what we got coming up, stories we're talking about. If you want to do a donation, that's always cool. Skip a cup of coffee, head over there, click on the donation button. Governor Gavin Newsom is bent, well, along with the legislators here in California, they are just bent on flushing the state down the toilet. I mean, I've got friends, I've got Republican friends that are you know, up there at the state legislature, and they just look around and go, you know, we're done. The state is finished. Because nobody will take a stand. We can't get people to vote to change things. And it's not because they like what they've been taught to be totally afraid of Republicans. You know, Gavin Newsom, he's willing to give illegals anything to keep them here because, you know, we get to count them. See, this is exactly, think about, right, we get to count them in the census. And that dictates how many Congress people we get to have, right? And then they get more legislators, the more people that are here. So we get more money coming into the state. Right? I mean, and now they're allowing illegals to sit on certain committees, government committees. Where does that make sense? If you'd study history, which I'm sure Gavin has not, it is not what our founding fathers wanted. You know, I sometimes wonder, did they ever really believe that we would be this ignorant to what made the country great, how it made the country strong? We are an ignorant people at this point. There's no way around it. You can try to fight it, but there's no way around it. When you listen to people talk, young and old, I don't mean ancient, I'm talking old, older, how's that? 40, 45, 50? There's so much about this country they don't know, and if they don't know, I'm not going to use the old cliche in there, but I'll repeat it. But if they don't know, then they don't know why we avoided certain things, why we didn't allow certain things to happen. Right? And do you really think that our founding fathers fought to let anybody vote for any reason? I mean, in the early days, when people started to get taxed, when the country was paying all kinds of bills, or the feds were paying, I mean, people were upset at how tax money was being spent, as they are now. But then it wasn't necessarily how much, it's what it was being spent on. And we didn't have a whole bunch of grants and pet projects and all kinds of things that money is just disappearing on. Remember that $700,000 shrimp treadmill or something, whatever it was? Real story, look it up. And now you got the California governor, Gavin Newsom. He signed a bill in law that would require California community colleges and the California State University system to create a Dreamer resource liaison. This is so these students, these DACA students on campus, would find ways to get financial aid. So think about that. In some cases, these kids' parents aren't paying taxes. They're not paying taxes, yet they're going to dip into your tax money. Right? Now, again, we'll have a parting of the ways here because I would say the same thing. If you got a kid that was brought here at 2 years old, his parents have been lying to him for the last 16 years, 17 years, 18 years, and they find out when they go off to college to go to get their driver's license that they've been brought here illegally, they've been living this life forever, you can't just pick them up and send them to Mexico. They can't speak the English. I mean, speak the Spanish. Right? You can't just do that to them. So you got to find a way to make this happen. It isn't by paying for everything for them, because then you have people who do pay state taxes. Their kids can't get into college because they can't afford to. But you're paying taxpayer money. You're putting the taxpayer money inside for the DACA recipients. They call us the fear mongers. But yet Newsom, what does he do? He cites President Trump's threat to deport illegal immigrants. The bill states that providing these resources to DACA students is imperative. Under current California law, illegal immigrants already qualify for in-state tuition. They just don't have the money. Isn't that great? So your kids, American citizens, they are bound by so many more rules and guidelines. And the DACA kids, they fly right through. Laura Metoon, the Vice Chancellor of Governmental Relations for the California Community College System, she said that while she supported the new law, California colleges don't have the adequate funding for the bill's new mandates. Metoon estimates that the liaison resources will cost about $2.9 million statewide. That's before benefits. That's before bennies, I'm sure. Because these jobs don't go away quickly. You might have a retirement going in there. So according to edsource.org, 19 community colleges in California currently meet the new staff requirement. 113 total community colleges in California system. 96 community colleges would need to hire or select a Dreamer resource liaison by 2020 to 2021. Now, 82 community colleges in California are also currently without Dreamer resource centers. So they got to get these people in there. They got to get them trained. They got to get them facilities. The University of California system is exempt from the law's requirements, but encourages to comply, right? I mean, because we want everybody to be equal. Well, except the kids that are citizens already. We don't much care about them. God bless. They sent the statement of campus reform, or the college Republicans at CSU Chico did. They slammed Newsom's new prioritizing illegal immigrants first. They went on to say that Governor Newsom and the Democrats focused their time and efforts on feel-good programs for illegal aliens, ones who don't pay their fair share of taxes, for sure. The CSU College Republicans said that nothing to go to the state homeless population, which is, look at, there's so many other things they could do with this money. There's so many other things they could do with this time to help out, and they don't do it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. When we come back, we're going to talk about the Canadian elections. It was close. A lot closer than you think. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
There was bipartisan reaction on Capitol Hill to President Trump's removal of U.S. troops from Syria. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has introduced a resolution denouncing Turkey's invasion of northern Syria and urging President Trump to reverse course.
I hope the administration is trying to
mitigate the damage done by the decision to withdraw from eastern Syria.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer agrees, but he's much more forceful in urging the president to take action.
There are ISIS prisoners escaping who aim to do harm and the United States.
Former Ambassador William Taylor provided lawmakers with a detailed account of the way President Trump wanted to put the new Ukrainian president in a public box by demanding a quid pro quo. This is USA Radio News.
Ladies and gentlemen, listen carefully to the best offer you're going to get. One of the best assets on earth. Okay, so we all know we live in a world of political turmoil and financial deception that stretches from Wall Street to Europe to Beijing, which are all like bubbles searching for a pin right now. With one exception, gold and silver, which have held their value over history better than any other asset class on earth ever. So here's my irresistible offer to show you how committed I am to protecting your financial future. I've asked my sponsor, Swiss America, to virtually give you one of the most popular precious metal coins ever minted, below their cost for just $18.50 each, delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling now 800-630-2158. Write it down, 800-630-2158. One of the most popular precious metal coins ever minted for $18.50, 800-630-2158, or go to SwissAmerica.com.
You want answers.
I want the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars.
Could you start again?
Living here today.
You got the fight in you?
Still stands for freedom.
I'm asking for a friend. Joe Masigi, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I am proud to be an American. Hopefully you are too. If you're not, there's other countries that will accept you. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting. So let's get on, or back to the story, I should say. You know, I'm talking about some of the crazy California politics. Governor Newsom has decided the DACA kids are much more deserve much more services, or many more services, much more money than American kids, American citizens, people who live here, came here properly. But isn't that the way? It seems like the far-left Democrats have gone down that road. I don't know if they're going to be able to come back from it. Like, anything goes to anyone except for the law-abiding citizen. Right? I mean, you're supposed to tax the heck out of American citizens to make sure you take care of everybody else but the American citizen. No kidding. I mean, you look at Elizabeth Warren and some of the others who were talking about, one of the things she was recently screaming is that transgenders coming in from other countries should be allowed in immediately. No questions asked. Because they're persecuting their own country. But yet she wants to be friends with Iran. You know, the one that throws gay people off of roofs. No problem. I mean, they're a ball of hypocrisy. It never stops. Anyway, the Governor Newsom and the Democrats, they're focusing all their time and efforts on these feel-good programs. You know, and a lot of these schools can't afford to do it. So you know what's going to happen. Yeah, all right, you're already there, right? You know they're going to get, you're going to get taxed more money. And you think you can fight it here? I believe that they're trying, I mean, they must be. I can't think of anything else. They're trying to drive the middle class out. Middle class white Americans, I guess. I don't even know how to classify them anymore. Non-person of color or or traditional gender orientation. We'll have to come up with some kind of name for that, right? And then it's a double blow to students who do pay taxes, right? You get the state taxpayers. First injury they receive is that if the Dream Resource liaisons are to become funded, right, they're effective entities. They'll divert money that might be used on campuses for some other legit purposes. The second blow, again, assuming a strong operation, they'll absorb other state resources. Right? I mean, come on. Think this through. But not in California. I mean, I've kind of given up on any sane legislation coming from this state. But if you want to talk about sanity, we do have a little bit of sanity coming to the forefront. Remember Jessica Yaniv? Right? That's a trans activist who launched a formal human rights complaint against salons for, you ready for this one, declining to wax her male body parts. See, I kept that clean. The case has been dismissed. And she has been ordered to pay some of the businesses for the misconduct. Thank God. Seriously, thank God. What is a bikini wax for? What's this one? I mean, I'm looking at this person now. Please, don't wear a bikini. I'll leave it at that. But I think, what I think, I've seen wax. You guys seen waxing done? I've seen waxing done. I've seen it done on a guy's chest. I've seen it done on a guy's arms and back. You ever see that look of pain on their face where they rip that wax off? Now, I want you to envision, and the producer Tammy's having a heart attack right now. I want you to envision somebody waxing up somebody's male parts. I'm sorry, she can call herself a female if she wants to. She's asking for her male parts to be waxed, right? And then having somebody rip that wax stuff off, because they don't gently pull it. They rip it off. Let that sink in for a second. I think I would have paid to watch that. I really do. Seriously. You couldn't buy that kind of comedy, right? You couldn't pay for that kind of stupidity. Seriously. And then on top of this, feeling like they've been slighted, like they've been, again, another delusion here, like they've been discriminated against. Those women that go to work at those places, they don't go there to hope that someday a man shows up or somebody has male parts shows up so they give them a bikini wax, right? They have no training in that area. They don't know what kind of damage it could cause if they do something wrong. Right? I mean, seriously. And not only that, in court, to prove that this was a sham, just like the baker stuff and the photography stuff, to prove it was a sham, Yaniv kept contradicting himself. Couldn't keep the story straight. So the judge said, that's it, get out of here. This isn't real. Move along your happy way. And again, these kind of things do more damage to the LGBTQ community than they do help. And believe what you want, but it's true. Okay, let's get to Obama's little boy buddy. Right? Justin Trudeau was voted back in again, But what I found out, see, that's why I say I hate reporting on stuff right after it happens, because you don't have all the information. So first of all, he really took a shellacking, because he should have done better. And he would have been one of the first presidents that didn't, well, actually, he is one of the first presidents that didn't do as well as he should have. And he doesn't have the majority he needs to really govern the way he wants to govern. He's now going to have the help of the other side to make it happen. See, I know the liberals right now are talking about a liberal a love fest, but he actually lost seats. So was it a liberal hate fest? No. And then my understanding, I'm waiting for to see the pictures and see it come in. But my understanding, a very large part of Canada didn't vote for him. And if there were three people, he only got, think about this, there were three people, and he got a third of the vote. Okay? He got, it was 33.1 or something like that. Think of the margin there. Three people. So it wasn't a resounding, we love you, we want you back. Wasn't it at all. He squeaked by. If he was doing such a great job, shouldn't it have been a no-brainer? I mean, come on, in reality, shouldn't it have been a no-brainer? Anyway, here's the deal. He's got 150 seats at the Liberals held. They came up 13 shy of having the majority. Right? This was the kind of city that says, we don't say mankind anymore. That's what this idiot's talking about. Now we say people kind. You guys think about the bigger problem here, though. They start using different terminologies than other countries do. How do you sign a treaty? What do you have to totally rewrite it for the two different parties? Your article goes on to say in PJ Media that the new Democrat Party continues its course as a socialist aberration that will never die. Even if it remains on mental life support, the press tells us this has surged in polls, though in reality, they lost 15 seats. Again, there's the press trying to pump up what they believe in. If it surges in polls, if it's doing so well, if people love it so much, how come they lost 15 seats? Almost half of what they had. And the Conservatives won more seats. And again, in one large area of Canada, they got nothing. We'll talk more about that on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host, just through the real side. I'll be right back.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes. See Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-613-2646. That's 1-800-613-2646. 1-800-613-2646.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I married your mother because I wanted children. Imagine my disappointment when you arrived.
We are back. Joe with your host. Always a pleasure to have you with the 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Hey, listen, so we've been talking about, off and on all night, we've been talking about the Katie Hill story that's been breaking all over the country. And I told you they would do this. This is, doesn't make me a genius. It's what they do, right? So now they're complaining about, the, you know, and I talked about it in the second hour. Now they're poking at the husband, right? And they're poking at the people that put it up. And they're saying, you know, it never really happened. It's just because the husband, you know, said, and oh, you know, just because the husband said it was a bad relationship, or she said that the husband was abusive. But here's the thing. She can't run from the text messages that she has. The ones that she said, the ones that she worded. Those are all over the news. So now she's come out and denied, right? And you've got the text messages that show it's not true, that she's lying. But the Democrats won't even acknowledge these text messages. I guarantee it. They will stick on the mantra that she says she didn't do it. This is just her ex-husband, or soon-to-be ex-husband, trying to get back at her. And this is a nothing burger. This is all about her sexual preference. Because then what's going to happen is here we are. What are we doing? We're picking on a bisexual woman who, you know, is a female. So we're all screwed, right? This old white guy. I'm picking on this white bisexual woman. Oh, my God, it's terrible. How could I do such a thing? I'm not picking on her. I'm simply reminding or telling people what her words were. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Some of you remember Stacey Schwimp was on with us here tonight about with his plight last week, his plight about what was going on with the son in the courts, how the court was failing miserably. Okay, I mean miserably. And now they turned around, and I think today there was so much pressure on them to do something that there was a press conference on the courthouse. There are attorneys, there are legislators now involved. So thank you, whoever the you was, we made a difference. There was enough voices, enough calls, enough pressure. They didn't like it. They never do. To be able to have them make it. And now they're calling for the judge in Stacey's case to be removed from the bench. Because what she did was egregious, just egregious. She actually said from the bench that a child subjected to, hanging around with, being in the same room with cocaine and other drugs was fine. Had no real detrimental effect. Science is otherwise, but science is only applied when it's in favor of the left against the right. Anyway, we were talking about how Justin Trudeau took a political beating, if you would. He fell 13 seats shy of getting what he needed to have the majority. You know, and they lost many seats. So again, if you hear somebody from the left talk about how great it was, I'm wrong. They lost 15 seats. If you hear people talk about how great Canada's doing, how well they're doing, how they voted Justin Trudeau back in, they did. But he squeaked in. Remember, three candidates, all of Canada, he got 33.1% of the vote. Right? And not only that, there was a large portion, this is why the Electoral College is so important. There was a large portion of the country, land-wise, bigger than the other side, who voted against him. Right? A majority, well, real surprise in the, and I don't understand how their parties work. But the performance of their group, Bloc Québécois, formerly separatist, it's a separatist party that was effectively wiped out over the last two elections. It actually got 32 seats in this election. So they're going to have a role in this new parliament because he's going to have to make a deal with parties he doesn't agree with. See, in the parliamentary world, when you put your coalition together, frankly, if you have enough people in your own party, you don't need to. But when you don't, you have to. It's the only way you become prime minister, too, also. The Green Party mostly, well, they're just vocal non-entities. You know, they managed to hold on to three seats, which I think is hilarious. They must keep them around for comedic relief. You know what I'm saying? Now, again, when you look at this as a whole, the dilemma that Canada now faces, right, is a coalition between the Liberals and the Social Democrats. You know, watch what happens. Some are saying that you're looking probably at mounting debt again, more immigration, right? I mean, just more, this is crazy stuff there. If we don't start, and you call it conservative if you want to. I don't care what you call it. If we don't start reining in some of the policies, kind of do a reset, Remember that Russian reset that Hillary supposedly did or wanted to do and it never really fixed itself? I mean, we're going to have to do the same thing here in this country. We can't keep going. And I'll tell you what, Trump, I realize that you know, I believe he'll get another 4 years. But he only has another year left right now. He needs to wipe that place clean. There's a new book coming out from an anonymous person who served in the Trump White House with all these stories that I'm sure, as was in the last two, uncorroborated. I'm sure that he will, anonymous sources will give him anonymous information picked up at an anonymous location. I can't think of any other way to put it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting. Hey, head up to the website, realside.com, where you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll, there's so many things you can do up there. If you want to be notified by text alerts, that would be great. Text TRS to 77222, TRS to 77222. Got all kinds of stories here that I want to do. You know the one that broke, you know, I want to save this, but I'm not going to. Do you remember the fellow we had on the, and I'm going to try to get him on again. The fellow we had on the air a while back, and he told us all the story about how his ex-wife, who is also some kind of counselor, psychological counselor, has been working with her son. Because she wants him to be a girl. Because I'm going to say it on the air, and I know I'm going to tee off a lot of people. There is no child at 4, 5, 6, or 7 who knows whether they want to be a girl or a boy. And bless John Hopkins University, there are more and more doctors coming out, more and more liberal doctors coming out, saying, stop, don't do this. We don't have enough information. And based on just basic science, basic biology, this is bad. This is not good. So jury ruled against the dad, trying to stop the ex-wife from turning his 7-year-old son into a girl. Now, the boy doesn't want to be a girl. Because based on what parent he's with, and they must be ripping this kid apart, based on what parent he's with, we'll decide or dictate how he acts. Now, some of you are going to say yes because he's afraid of the dad. How do you know he's not afraid of the mom? Why does he have to be afraid of the dad? The Dallas, very liberal, Dallas jury opted not to award Jeffrey Younger sole custody of his twin sons, James and Jude. That paves the way for the boy's mother and to allow James to receive hormone therapy, which many doctors say no, don't do it. Younger argued that his wife wanted to subject James to transition against James' will. Right? Now, Georgulez has consistently advocated for her son's gender transition, despite an expert witness testifying that James might not be fully convinced he's a female. This is just sick. I may start doing one of these stories tonight. And the reason I say that is because you've got so many of these transgender stories coming forward. And they try to make you feel bad if you don't agree with them. How about we agree with science? How about that? Do you want to do that? How about we bring on people that have actually been through it and where they're at now? And how it's actually working out for them? The doctor that actually looked at James and is working with James said there's still some fluidity in his thinking. Now, this is a sworn testimony. This is someone not involved in the case that has stepped up and said, no. He's not ready. So, again, I think we should help him. I'm going to have him back on the show. We've had him on before. I'm going to have him back on the show, see what we can do to help him, see what we can do to stop this craziness and allow the kid to form, to think, and to grow normally. Joe Mazzini, your host. You'll see the Real Side, GCN Live. Listen, God bless. Thanks for being with me. Thanks for your support. Go out and do good things. We'll catch you later.